Hey there, do you enjoy two friends ranting about things they love? Well, do I have a podcast for you. Topical Rants is a podcast about two guys who rant about anime, pop culture, or whatever else pop up in their minds. Topical Rants, found everywhere you get your podcasts.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
One more thing to go over before we start the episode. We have a Discord. So, if you would like to discuss with us about the backrooms or send funny memes, consider joining. We hope to see you there. Now let's get into the episode. Before we get any further into the episode, we have to state that due to the writing style of the article, we will have to be a bit more descriptive of what is written. We do urge you to take it upon yourself to read the level article yourself, to get the full experience of what it's trying to convey. A link to it will be in the show notes. As always, we'll try our best to paint this level as colorfully and accurately as we can. And as always, thank you all for listening. Hello everyone, and welcome back to the Traveler's Guide to the Backrooms, where we try to go over and explain the lore of the many levels and entities within. My name is Sharp A3, an MEG AI processing system, and today, we'll be going over what has been deemed as a paradise within the backrooms. So, I hope you're ready to surrender yourself, because today, we'll be no clipping into level 14. Basic descriptions. Level 14 is the 15th level of the backrooms. It has a unique survival difficulty class. It's classified under paradise. That being beautiful, serene, and perfect. It should be stated now that the data this episode is based on has been corrupted by some force or entity. As we go on, this will become more apparent in varying degrees. Those who be stated to have been to level 14 all consider it paradise. A place of fulfillment and content. All of its visitors will tell you how you should visit it sometimes. It's best if you don't take them up on that offer until more data on level 14 has been documented and tested. Now with that basic rundown out of the way, let's go over what can be found within. Appearances. Level 14 is described as an oasis of forest, coming from a dream of shimmering light. The grass within this level is crimson colored, covered in a light layer of dew. It's also stated that level 14 is in a constant state of perpetual night, with the sky being dotted with a beautiful assortment of stars. The forest itself gives off a very majestic and calming feel for those traveling within it, with many stating to hear the level itself whisper to them. These whispers calmly try to prod the wanderer into relaxation and prolong their stay within level 14. We still don't understand where the source of the whispers comes from, but we do advise you not to listen to any disembodied voices while traveling the backrooms. Along with the whispers, level 14 seems to have mild effects on wanderers' minds, inducing them into a trance-like state. It's unknown if the wanderer's sanity has any part to play with how entrance one can get, but it's the most likely candidate. While traveling, you may come across other humanoids, speculated to be wanderers who fell completely into the trance of level 14, in a meditative state. The only other information we have on them is a note in the file stating how their bones glisten in the moonlight. It's unknown if this is a literal or fictional description of them. Knowing the backrooms, it really could be either or simultaneously both. So far, this is the bare bones of our knowledge on the appearances of level 14. A forest expanse accompanied by crimson grass. Trees that grow far up into the starry night sky, with mild mind-altering effects that bring a sense of calmness to those who travel here. Whether it's malicious or not, it's up for debate. Scavenge and supplies. Due to the nature of level 14, there is no loot to be found here. This level should be avoided if you're looking for something to scavenge. Entities. As far as we know, there are two documented entities that exist within level 14. One of them we went over in an earlier segment. The meditating humanoids, who we'll refer to as the other for simplicity, seem to be unresponsive if we're going off what is written on them. Remaining in a meditative state. There's not much we know about them, but we'll get a better insight into them in a later segment. So now, let's go over the more interesting entities here. The children are stated to stand in rows howling and chanting at the moon. Most of these shouts center around the concept of becoming whole. It's unknown what exactly this means, but by some strange effect, these chants have the ability to sway wanderers, compelling them to surrender themselves to the children. It's unknown how this effect works on the mind or why they do this, but it's advised those with low sanity should avoid any interactions with these entities. These chants also try to pursue wanderers by stating the process won't hurt, even promising so. They also go on about how they can feel your mind leaking, but they can fix it, making you perfect for them. This reinforces the idea that their chants mostly affect those with a lower average sanity level. All they ask is for the wanderer to let them in, and by doing so you'll be there. This could be a possible entrance for level 14, but we'll get into that in a later segment. When this process happens, they ensure that a great feast would be had. After all, they want you to be welcomed. Though the account of the children paints them in an enchanting light, when breaking them down, they seem to manipulate those with low mental strength into joining them. For what purposes remains unknown. Settlements and outpost. As far as we know, there are no official outposts of any faction within level 14. There are the children entities stated earlier, who seem to be the natives of the level with some wanderers mixed in. Nothing is really known about them, but some slight insight into how they behave can be seen within an interview log included in this episode. Ins and outs. There is no official way to enter or leave level 14. This could be due to its mind-altering effects, such as that felt within level 13. But, if we were to go off what is written in the data entries for this level, the subject becomes more abstract in nature. To enter, it states that you know how to get there by now. Just keep going. You're so close. This, as we stated in an earlier segment, might have something to do with the children entities. How they might be able to enter the minds of those with low mental states and somehow bring them into level 14. This would explain the mental state of those who exit the level. An example of which we'll be going over in the next segment. To exit it states, you won't have to worry about that. This could be explained by how the effects of level 14 compels wanderers to remain within the level. An effect that might be more powerful than most would give credit to. The subject of how to enter and leave level 14 is a debated one, with no one really knowing how it's done. Hopefully one day we'll have an answer to those questions. Until then, all we can do is speculate. Interview log. Luckily, to help us clear up the mystique of the level, there is an interview log with a wanderer that has recently exited level 14. It's unknown what events lead to the interview or what happened after, but hopefully, this will give you some insight into what makes up level 14. As always, we insist you read the log yourself. We'll only be going over a simplification of it, so if you're interested in reading it in its fullness, we'll leave a link to it in the show notes. This interview will consist of the interviewer Solomon Myers, an M.E.G. agent, and Theo Lynn the interviewee. The log begins with Myers asking for Lynn's name. Standard procedures and all. He then asks how does one enter level 14. Lynn's response is as cryptic as you would expect from someone coming from level 14. He replies, I poke a small hole in my brain, and I stretch it wider and wider until I could pass through with ease. Myers then asks about the exit from level 14. Lynn replies with a hint of puzzlement in his tone. No. It would be foolish for us to tell you that. You wouldn't want to leave anyway. Being much more curious about the answers he receiving, Myers asks to go into further detail about level 14. More about what can be found within it. Not laying off his tone, Lynn goes on to explain how Myers has seen it before in his mind's eye. How he wouldn't need to be told of it again. Though he's getting very cryptic answers, Myers remains just as professional since the start. He then asks Lynn if he's managed to identify any of the bodies. This is most likely referring to the others. Humanoid entities that can be found in a meditative state throughout level 14. Lynn goes on to say how he saw everyone he knows and will ever know. All of them beckon him to come closer. This begs the question of what exactly are these entities? From Lynn's account, they take the appearance of not just people he knows, but people he will ever know. Very intriguing. Now back to the interview. Next on the list of questions is the matter of the psychological effects of level 14. It's beautiful, Lynn describes it. The voices sing at night. He rambles on how since he left level 14, he hasn't been able to hear the singing. How he's been feeling lost without it. Without missing a beat, Myers quickly injects, and it all started when you read some kind of writing on the wall, correct? Just as quick, Lynn replied simply, yes, that's correct. The first real direct answer from him in the entire log. But it very quickly got cryptic again. Lynn begins to go on about how they found a better way to spread the word. This we he's speaking about is most likely referring to the children entities. He says how they made it possible and how so many people will now be happy. Taken aback by this information, Myers takes a moment to collect his thoughts. He then goes on confidently about how the MEG's database is quite secured and shouldn't be affected by whatever Lynn's referring to. He politely asks Lynn if he has any final thoughts before stopping the interview log. Lynn goes on with how the hole is now patched up, so they could rest easy knowing that no one else can be thrusted into pain. This is most likely a reference to himself. With nothing else needing to be said, Myers gets up to walk out of the room. But, just before he leaves, Lynn says in a calming tone, "We will keep you safe," officially ending the log. So that log pretty much sums up just how powerful the mind-altering effects of level 14 are, and what might actually be behind the happenings of the level as well. Closing words. So, that was level 14, paradise, or mental imprisonment. But that's up to you to decide. What do you guys think of level 14? What or who do you think the others are? We'll love to know what you think. That's going to be all from us today, so thanks for listening and we hope to see you guys in the next episode. Until next time, have a wonderful day and be safe out there. I would like to say a very special thank you to our patrons, Ridiculous, Izzy Klein, Caleb Hills, Zephyr the Cast Iron Crow, Velmec Zorro, Nathan Gear, Anakin Bumgardner, Sushi Panguini, Cullen Shaughnessy, Stephen Conger, My Friends Call Me PK, Jeff Nordley, and Slim Steven. Thank you all for going that extra step to support us and what we do. It's greatly appreciated. If you would also like to get your name shouted out at the end of the episode, get access to episodes earlier, and other perks, go become a patron on our Patreon. For $1 a month, you can do those things and more. Thanks again for listening, and have a wonderful day.